Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open higher today, supported by follow-through buying and ideas of greater packer spending in cattle country. Hog futures seem likely to open lower, though, checked by spillover selling and defensive fundamentals. Well, if cattle buyers want to collect ready inventory today, they'll probably find it necessary to dig deeper into their wallets. Such a costly decision could easily be delayed until sometime tomorrow. Asking prices will surely stay firm given the recent performance of futures and cutouts. Most show lists now about 120 to 122 in the south, 190 to 192 in the north. Live and feeder futures should open moderately higher today, supported by, well, further spec buying and short covering. Now, the hog trade continues to erode at a steady pace. As long as the chore of procurement remains relatively easy, buyers will keep leading with lower money. Look for bids today to open steady to a dollar lower. Saturday's slaughter is expected to total about 113,000 head. Now, the lean futures seem likely to open moderately lower as well, pressured by residual selling and struggling carcass value. Well, on the grain trade, the crop markets closed higher yesterday, with wheat getting a lift from weather concerns both here and in Germany, while corn and soybeans rebounded a little from recent losses. Corn and soybeans also were helped by another batch of daily export sales from USDA, in which China took more soybeans and unknown destinations took corn and soybeans. Well, winter wheat markets closed a few cents higher yesterday as storms are forecast for the mature spring wheat in the northern plains and after the reports on Germany's harvest. Results of Japan's weekly wheat tender are due today. Jordan is in the market for 100,000 metric tons of optional origin wheat and barley, but it has had trouble executing sales because of its new grain quality rules and payment terms. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
On the cattle futures, live cattle at the close up 52 for August, 116.75. October was up 62 at 115.20. August feeder cattle up $2 at 147.47. September up 172 at the close at 145.60. August hogs down 57 cents, 68.35. October was down 102 at 59.50. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close. September up 5¾ at 412¼. December was up 5½ at 438½. The Chicago wheat, September up 9 cents, 410¼. December up 8¼ at 436¼. September corns up 3/4 at 325. December up a penny, 335. September soybeans up 2¼, 973½. November up 2½, 955½. Looking at the cotton futures, October's up 44, 74.33. December's up 29, 74.58. September crude oil down 13, 40.70. October down 13, 41.45. September natural gas up 1, 285. October up 1, 289 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.